Finally, let's consider the parable of the 10 virgins. When speaking about the future and urging his followers to be ready for his return, Jesus told a parable emphasizing preparation and vigilance. In Matthew 25:1-13, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish took their lamps but did not take any oil. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was delayed and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, a cry rang out, 'The bridegroom is coming, come out to meet him.' Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil.' 'Our lamps are going out,' they replied. 'No, there may not be enough for both us and you. Go instead to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.' But while they were away buying oil, the bridegroom arrived. Those who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet and the door was shut. Later the others came and said, 'Lord, Lord, open the door for us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.'" To fully understand this parable, we need to know the wedding customs in Palestine during Jesus' time. The marriage process had several stages. First came the formal engagement. Later, on the wedding night, the groom would go to the bride's house to fetch her. Then, in a festive procession filled with music and dancing, he would take her to his own house, where the wedding feast would be held, often lasting several days. The 10 virgins in this story were likely friends of the bride, waiting to join the procession when the groom arrived. As these processions usually happened at night, they needed lamps or torches to light their way. Jesus divided the 10 virgins into 2 groups, 5 wise and 5 foolish. The difference between them? The wise virgins brought extra oil for their lamps, anticipating that the wait might be long. The foolish ones were inadequately prepared. They brought lamps, but insufficient oil. When the groom delayed longer than expected, all the virgins fell asleep, both wise and foolish. Jesus did not criticize them for sleeping. The problem wasn't their sleep, but the lack of preparedness among some for the wait. At midnight, the darkest hour, the announcement came, "The groom is coming." All the virgins rose to prepare their lamps, but the foolish ones' lamps were going out due to lack of oil. Their request to the wise virgin seemed reasonable. "Give us some of your oil." But the reply was negative. "No, there may not be enough for both us and you." This wasn't selfishness, but realism. Sharing the oil would mean everyone would have insufficient light, preventing adequate participation in the celebration. While the foolish virgins rushed off to buy oil, a practically impossible task in the middle of the night, the groom arrived. The prepared virgins entered the feast with him, and the door was shut. When the others finally returned and knocked, they received a shocking response. "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you." Jesus concluded the parable with a clear warning. "Therefore, keep watch because you do not know the day or the hour." The primary message was about spiritual readiness. Just as the groom could arrive unexpectedly in the story, Jesus would return at an unknown moment. His followers needed to be constantly prepared. The oil in the story symbolized this inner preparation, a genuine faith and a real relationship with God. This was not something that could be borrowed or transferred from one person to another. Each individual had to develop their own supply through a life of faith and obedience. The parable also emphasized that there would come a moment when it would be too late to prepare. The closed door symbolized this finality. There was a limit to patience and waiting, a decisive moment after which opportunities would end. For Jesus' listeners, the message was urgent. Do not delay spiritual preparation. The celebration of the kingdom was coming, and only those truly ready would participate.